Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Adopted Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, March 31st. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were May corn up 2.5 cents at 740.5, May wheat up 7.25 cents at 1034.5, and May beans up 3 cents at 1667. Crude oil is currently down $4.50 a barrel. That's $3 off the lows. The president is considering releasing 180 million barrels of the strategic oil reserves into the market. It's not a done deal, but he's thinking about doing it. That would add about 1 million barrels of oil to the market for each day for about 180 days. So we don't see that as a big deal. We use about 20 million barrels of oil a day, so adding an extra million, I don't think it's gonna make a big difference. We've actually rebounded $3 off the lows we made just a little bit ago. Export sales this morning, wheat 178 combined, a bad number. Corn combined 926, about what they were looking for. And the beans 1.364, maybe just a touch better than what they were looking for. There's been plenty of reports of Chinese buying, but it certainly didn't show up on the export sales this week. It didn't show up on the daily sales, so we'll have to see whether that comes to fruition. Obviously, today is the report day. They're looking for 92 million acres of corn, down about 1.3 million acres. Beans up to 88.8. That's about 1.6 million higher. And wheat, 47.76, which is about a million higher than a year ago. The stocks numbers, higher on corn, higher on beans, lower on wheat. The Ukrainians have seeded so far almost 1 million acres of spring crops. That's 10% ahead of last year. So despite the war continuing and no real relief in sight, Ukrainian farmers are getting out and doing what they do, which is raise crops. So, you know, again, they're not going to be able to sell them, but it will add a little bit to the world supplies out here. Overall, we'll get the report at 11 o'clock. A lot of people want to buy a break if it's a bearish report. Depending on what the how the numbers fall, we'll have to see. But, you know, again, are we going to make new highs after we've done what we've done here in the last couple of weeks? I don't think so. The report, I think, would have to be pretty bullish out here. But anything's possible in these markets. But we just have to wait and see what 11 o'clock brings out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.